Episode 18, Other Origin Stories. How Chipmunk Got Its Stripes. The Origin of Sickness and Cures by Isaac Murdoch. The Anishinaabe have always learned from the animals and four sacred winds. The animals always held in high regard for their knowledge and sacred walk of life. The Anishinaabe were so connected to the four-legged and to the ones that swim and crawl, that they could communicate and shape-shift into each other. The animals can still shape-shift into the Anishinaabe to this day because they never lost the respect for all creation. This natural balance between man and animal is needed for all of creation to survive. There have been many times in the past where this balance has been tested and broken unlawfully by the Anishinaabe. The elders say there was harmony amongst all of creation. The six spirits, Wabano, Juwanag, Ishbimok, Giwadinog, Gishak, and Aki, requested this balance when Inabuju created the earth. These spirits are a force that is in everything. There is no escaping their awesome power and great mystery. They are the natural laws that surround us. And once the two-legged decided to be bigger than them, great sickness was cast upon the earth. Here is a story that explains the origin of how sickness came to be. Once the Anishinaabe decided to be rude and wasteful, they over-harvested the animals and began walking over their food. Bones of the animals were scattered everywhere and often covered pathways and trails. The animals were very scared of them and decided to meet about the disrespect for all living things that was being displayed on the trails. In this meeting, it was decided to send a delegate to the Anishinaabe to confide their issues to them in hopes of some sort of resolution. This delegate, who was a brown bear, was killed right away as it walked into the village, and the corpse was left to rot on a hillside. The animals were furious and held another council meeting to decide what to do. The chief of the bears stood up, who was a great white bear, and spoke and said, "We must kill the two-legged, or there will be no more four-legged left. They have shown great disrespect to us, despite us giving them our sacred medicine, our flesh. My nation is strong, and we will destroy them." The great white bear then gathered his nation together, and they had a sacred council meeting. It was agreed that one bear would give his life, and the other bears would make bowstrings out of the skin around his neck and charge the two-legged head-on with great vengeance. They made the bows and arrows, but ran into difficulty. Their hands and feet could not pull the string back on the bows that well. Their arms and legs could only bend so much, and they didn't have the flexibility needed to shoot the bow and arrow with any sort of accuracy. The plan was good, but not good enough to carry out the mission. Again, all the animals decided to gather in great council to discuss how to destroy the wicked two-legged. After long deliberation, it was decided there was only one way to kill them: to curse them using their strongest medicine. Each animal provided a curse against the two-legged. The deer had a curse that would cripple the two-legged at the knees. The wolf had a curse that would hit them in the back of the legs, causing cramping and sometimes nausea. The owl had a curse so powerful, it dropped the two-legged down to the ground and killed them instantly. The fish cursed them with skin ailments and bad weather. Many two-legged would drown mysteriously due to the fish's curse. They would also make people dream of snakes and such, causing them to lose their appetite and die. The spiders would spin webs in the Anishinaabe brains, causing them to go insane and kill themselves. The birds sang songs and would fan the sickness down on the people with their wings. It was a massive attack, with brutal consequences for the Anishinaabe. But what else could be done? the Anishinaabe had overpopulated and began destroying the earth. The attack on the two-legged worked, and they began to perish and suffer at an amazing rate. No Anishinaabe was immune to this war the animals had waged against them, and they were thinned out in numbers, almost to the point of extinction. It was agreed by the animals to completely wipe the two-legged off the earth for their absolute disrespect for all of living creation. The Anishinaabe didn't know where the sickness was coming from and created big fires to burn and kill the sickness. The people started to cut themselves to release the sickness, but it was too great. The sickness that was caused was too strong. Chipmunk attended the council meetings of the animals and knew what was said and knew the strategies. He also knew which animal's curse caused which symptoms and which ones were the deadliest. Chipmunk knew that the four-legged were not going to stop their mission and decided to intervene at the risk of losing his life. He went on a warrior's mission. He decided to go and tell the Anishinaabe of what was happening, and when he told the Anishinaabe, decided to hold a sacred council. The Anishinaabe knew that their wicked ways had caused the sickness and agreed to be good-hearted people again, like their grandparents were. It was decided to give offerings of tobacco to the plants and ask them to provide cures for the sickness that was spread upon the earth. The plants agreed because they wanted the fires to stop burning and because they had compassion that was unmatched in the natural world. They agreed to fight back the curses with their medicine, and it started working with every offering of tobacco that was given. For every sickness, there was a cure by the plants. Life was restored for the people in an instant. The plants also told the Anishinaabe that they had seen the sickness roaming the forests and that it would perish in the fires that were created. They instructed the Anishinaabe that if a person offends the animal before or after taking its life, to make a small fire on the trail on their way home and to lay tobacco and beg for forgiveness. This was to kill the curse that the animal would send to them after they just lost their life. The curse would follow them on the trail and go into the fire and die. If this fire was not made as instructed, it would be impossible and the curse would go into the village and strike upon the closest person. The plants also told the Anishinaabe that this type of curse would be in effect until the animals were satisfied with the amount of respect and dignity that was given. The animals found out that Chipmunk told on them because the owl was listening with his big ears. When he told the Anishinaabe of what was happening, the animals got very mad and chased Chipmunk under a pile of brush, scratching him on his back with their claws. This is why Chipmunk has those lines on his back today. It was agreed in the council by the Anishinaabe never to kill the chipmunk for the great heroic deed that he did to save the people. This is also the origin of sickness and the mighty cures that are found in the sacred green blanket that life gives us. Today, when we are met with sickness, it is understood that we are under attack from a force that is often greater than us, and we will still turn to the natural world for help. The natural world is only a reflection of the spirit world. To prevent sickness, we should never be greedy, wasteful, or boastful about our hunting. When we brag about how good of a hunter we are or waste the hide or head, we are only inviting sickness into our village. When we don't brain tan the hide of the moose or deer, we are just asking for trouble. The moose has such a big life, and when it gives its life, it gives all of it. We need to use all of it. We have somehow programmed our brain into believing this superstition and not real. We have tricked ourselves into not believing in natural law that governs everything. We are quickly shape-shifting into the greedy, wasteful people that are depicted in this story. I make a plea to our good-hearted people to teach the next generation about such things so our people can survive. Elders say time is running out.